Proclamation number 7154 of 27th of June, 1958. Dead knowledge. Spiritual blindness. Love. The characteristic of spiritual maturity cannot be denied if the human being is in a degree of realization which was not acquired intellectually, through learning or instruction from outside. Realization is knowledge which corresponds to truth but which is also understood by the human being, for truth can also be supplied to a person from outside without being fully understood. And this then proves that spiritual maturity has not yet been reached, that such knowledge is therefore of no great use to the human being either. Unless he allows it to take effect in his heart and makes an effort to live his life in accordance with this knowledge. Most people, however, only intellectually accept spiritual knowledge and therefore cannot speak of realization. And therefore God makes demands on the human being. A second inner life is, as it were, demanded in addition to his natural life. And only then can he be made happy with inner clarity, with understanding for everything in creation, for all correlations and also for his right relationship with God. And only this knowledge, this realization, proves that man's walk on earth was not in vain. It proves that he has already established contact with his God and Creator and that he feels himself to be a child of his Father and can register spiritual progress at the end of his earthly life. However, many people are of the opinion that it is enough if people are given spiritual ideas, and they then believe that they are fulfilling their task on earth if they only ever ensure that such spiritual knowledge is not lost, that it is always passed on to the following generations. They believe it is enough that people only know about a God and Creator, about a Divine Redeemer, about life after death. But they do not draw their consequences from this knowledge. They do not let it become the impetus for a way of life according to God's will. And thus that knowledge is also of no value, it is dead knowledge because it has no life-awakening effect. And therefore it is also no knowledge. And if you humans look at humanity's spiritual state then this must also be understandable to you, for spiritual knowledge is certainly spread throughout the world and yet people are blind in spirit. If you humans would strive to attain realization then your spiritual development would truly look better. But as long as you are content with knowledge alone, which admittedly contains spiritual teachings, your spiritual state will not improve either. And you are not much better off than a person who is devoid of all knowledge. But knowledge is the result of a life of love. And love alone also brings the soul to maturity. Love simultaneously imparts understanding with the knowledge imparted to the human being in the spiritual sphere. And love is also the bond with God. Love is the light which illuminates everything. Love is the divine in the human being which no longer tolerates blindness, no veil, no ignorance. Love is a part of God and therefore also like God all-seeing and all-knowing. For a person who lets love flare up within himself there is no more darkness, there are no more unsolved problems. There is only light and strength, a bright recognition of that which was initially obvious to all beings. And therefore only love can bring about the maturing of the soul, only love can earn the human being the light of realization, and only love can bring about the union with God, the original source of light and strength. And it will be obvious when this union has taken place, when the human being moves in the light of realization, when he is able to give enlightenment and only draws his wisdom from himself. For he then gives testimony of God's presence, who now obviously works in and on him. Amen.